Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree.
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to the Richmond Jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree. Here we are again, happy as can be. All good friends and jolly good company. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee. All good friends and jolly good company.
This half hour of fun and melody is brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup. With that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness.
All good friends and jolly good company.
Four and 20 Haley jokes, and Haley says the word. 4 and 20 Haley jokes mean 4 and 20 birds. Here he comes now, Jack Haley.
To be or not to be, that is the question. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Ah, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Jack... Jack, what's going on here? What are you talking about?
Warren, don't bother me. I'm taking dramatic lessons. Anybody can make an audience laugh, but I want to make them sad.
Well, you've been doing all right up till now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you've never played a Shakespearean role, have you?
Yes, I have, Warren. And that's why I hired a dramatic coach. You see, the audience laughed at me.
They did?
Yes, it was the opening night of Hamlet. I walked out on the stage in my tights. The audience laughed, but when I bent over, they split. Boy, was that an opening. I'll never forget.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Virginia.
Oh, hello, Virginia.
Say, what were you two talking about?
Virginia, have you ever had a desire to be something other than what you are?
Uh-huh. Now, don't laugh. I always wanted to be the opposite of what I am.
What do you mean, Virginia?
Well, I wanted to be a man. Didn't you ever have the same desire, Jack?
Oh, sure. What?
Jack.
Say, Wendy, did you ever have a secret desire to be something other than you are?
Oh, yes, Jack. I always wanted to be a lady stockbroker. I had my desire, but it didn't last long.
What happened?
Well, I was a lady stockbroker, and then came the crash of 1929. I lost my seat in the exchange.
Poor little girl.
Oh, boy, another term's denoting fatigue.
Hello. Hello, Ted. Ted, I want to ask you something. Have you ever had a desire to be something other than what you are?
Yes, Jack. I always had an idea I'd like to be the head of the YWCA.
Head of the YWCA? Why, Ted, that's a club composed entirely of women.
Yeah, ain't that a swell idea?
Almost let that get away from you, Ted. Ted, you don't understand what we're talking about. It's about having a desire to be something other than you are.
Oh, that.
Then you have one?
Yes. But I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, Ted. Tell us all about it.
I don't want the boys in the band here.
Well, come over here and talk softly. Well, now tell me, what is it? What is it you want it to be?
Well, Jack, I've always wanted to be... Jack, I don't want to tell you.
Come on, Ted. What is it?
You wouldn't think it unmanly of me, would you?
Of course not, Ted. Come on, tell me.
Well, I've always had a desire to be...
Yes, yes. Come on.
I always wanted to be...
Yeah?
An adagio dancer.
An adagio dancer? Why, Ted, I never suspected it.
I was an adagio dancer for a while.
You were?
Yes, but I had to give it up. I lost my partner.
Where did you lose her?
I don't know. I don't remember where I threw her.
Don't you mind, Ted. Hello?
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you, and there's a lot in what you say.
Oh, thank you. I suppose that you, too, would like to be something other than what you are.
I certainly would.
Who are you?
I'm your sponsor.
Oh, Ted! Hey, up
thank you.
Or Sentiorito and his boys playing Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. You know, Ted, I have a terrible headache.
Why tell me about it? All I'm interested in is my music.
Yeah, well, it was listening to your music that gave me a headache.
I'm very dignified about that remark.
Dignified? You mean indignant.
What's the difference as long as I'm mad? I'll have you understand that my purveyors of music are a conglomerated aggregation of superlative virtuosos whose symposium of tintinfabulated cacophony is virtually the cynosure of the musical world.
You know, Ted, those big words made my headache disappear.
Yeah, now I've got it. And what's more, I'm a very big attraction on this program.
You're an attraction on this program? Then why do people stay away from our broadcast?
You got me.
I mean, besides that. Ted, I heard you and your band playing at the Beverly Wilshire last night.
Oh, if you were there last night, you must have heard me play The Road to Mandalay.
Yeah, but you kept playing it off key.
Can I help it if the road was under construction?
Besides, it took you several hours to play The Road to Mandalay. I thought that you'd never finish it.
Well, this road was a government project.
Now listen, Ted, I appreciate good music, but can you play some of the classical numbers?
Sure, I can play the Hungry Fan Dancer.
You mean the Hungarian Fantasy. Would you mind playing it for me, Ted?
Oh, I just remembered. I can't play that because of my tuba player. He lost his big mouthpiece.
He lost his big mouthpiece? How did that happen?
She went home to her mother.
Well, we've got to get another musician. Come in.
Mr. Hedy?
Yes?
If you're looking for an all-around musician, I'm the man.
You're an all-around musician?
Yes, have faith in me, Mr. Hedy. I'm the most versatile musician in the world.
Are you really versatile?
Am I? Well, I play the piccolo with my nose, the saxophone with my mouth, and the cymbals with my knees, and the drums with my feet.
What do you do with your hands?
I hold them over my ears. Goodbye.
If it isn't the same guy, come in.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Haley?
What's that?
Are you Mr. Haley?
Yeah, do you want to talk to me?
I didn't come here to talk to your Aunt Pilly.
Hey, I remember you. You're the fellow who pronounces his P's instead of his T's.
That's it.
Well, what are you doing here?
I came here to get a job with Pet Fioripo.
Pet Fioripo? Are you a musician?
Sure, I play the trumpet.
You play the trumpet? You mean the trumpet?
That's it.
What's it?
The trumpet.
Well, are you a good trumpet player?
Mr. Haley, you're plugging for the most terrific trumpet player that ever trumpeted a pilot trumpet from Texas for Tennessee, for Putin, for Pusha, for Times Square. And I don't mean trumpet.
Did you ever play in Toluca Lake? You know, that's my hometown, Toluca Lake.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Haley. Every time your name comes up, they say Toluca.
Yeah? Well, I'd like to hear you play something. What songs do you know?
I can play Pitbull for the Pull-Ups.
What?
Pitbull through the tulips.
You mean tiptoe through the tulip.
That's it.
What's it?
Pitbull through the tulips.
I suppose you can play Poop Poop Poopsie Goodbye. Now you got me talking that way. Can you play any other instruments?
Sure, I play the trombone and I play the clarinet, too.
The clarinet? I suppose you also play the tuba.
A tuba? You don't play a tuba. A tuba's what you keep your poopish in to brush your pee.
No, that's a tube.
Are you trying to make me a nitwit?
Nitwit? Now, look. Look, I'm busy. I'll see you later. You go over there and sit down. See, we're on the air. Now, don't make any noise.
Make any noise? I wouldn't even listen to you.
We were fated for each other. And in spite of your masculine charm, you remind me of my mother. I'm an innocent babe in your arms. Your lips are wine. Caress me, lover mine. For tonight we live. Little mother, please forgive. Mama, oh mama, that moon is here again, that boy is near again, and I'm just a girl. Mama, oh mama, I'm counting up to 10, I always do that when my brain starts to whirl. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can't go on. My heart is gone. So, Mama, dear Mama, I'm glad I took the key. Please don't wait up for me. That moon's here again. Oh, Mama, I'll try to be discreet. I only want to meet a he-man or two. Oh, Mama, I used to like them tall, but now I like them all. A wee man will do. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I can't go on. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, my heart is gone. Mama, dear Mama, I know you'll understand. I'm only human and that moon is here again.
That was Virginia Verrill singing, Mama, That Moon Is Here Again, and very good, too. Now, Warren Howell.
Thanks, Jack. Now, friends, I have a letter here that makes a very interesting point about log cabin syrup. It's from Mrs. B.R. Churchill of RFD No. 2, Fort Dodge, Iowa. Mrs. Churchill writes,
Dear Mr. Howell, we live on a farm of 160 acres just 3 miles north of Fort Dodge, Iowa. Like most farm women, I often have pancakes for breakfast. In fact, we have them every Wednesday and Saturday. And until a few weeks ago, I always used the same syrup I cook with on pancakes. But I thought you'd be glad to know we tried the log cabin syrup, and I must say it does make a lot of difference. My husband agrees with me that log cabin syrup is worth the little more it costs. So we're going to keep using it right along.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Churchill. And friends, that's the way to know how good log cabin syrup is. Just try it. And like Mrs. Churchill, you will discover that the extra maple flavor of log cabin syrup makes your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits the best you ever tasted. When it comes to pancakes and waffles, there's nothing like Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup. Log Cabin, you know, is a blend of three fine sugars, Canadian and Vermont maple and pure southern cane, in perfect proportion for smoothness and true maple flavor. Get some tonight or first thing Monday. Say, Jack, I want you to meet a visitor of ours today, Mr. Alvin Austin. He's from the Pilot Radio Award Society, and he's just flown here from New York.
Welcome, Mr. Austin. I'm glad to know you. Mr. Haley, surveys and polls held throughout the country are studied by the Pilot Radio Awards Society to determine the finest contributions to radio entertainment. In the past, it has been our pleasure to present the Pilot Radio Award of Merit to such stars as Jack Benny and Fred Allen and many others. Tonight, it gives me great pleasure to present to you the first award of 1938 for your steady rise in a short space of time to the first rank of radio entertainers and for the high standard you have maintained in your program.
Thank you. My sincerest thanks, Mr. Austin. In accepting this award of merit, I do so on behalf of every member of my cast and my sponsor, the Log Cabin Syrup Company, who have made these programs possible. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, gee, Jack, doesn't that make it feel like a holiday?
A holiday? Why, Virginia, there are 4th of July's in both of your eyes and an Easter Sunday, too. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, a May Day rendezvous. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out, they ought to close the banks. And though it's not November, still I feel like giving thanks. You're a movie career, a world premiere. You're a Christmas present too. 'Cause every day's a holiday, and today that I found you.
You're a happy new year, a Navy Day cheer. You're a cause to celebrate.
Cause every day's a holiday when you ask me for a day. And each night when you call, I feel myself full and my heart beats faster too. Woo-hoo! And every day's a holiday since the day that I met you. Why, they ought to let the band play and they ought to shout hooray. Although it isn't 1940, still it's Presidential Day.
You're my bit for new fame.
You're the Rose Bowl game.
You're the reason why I say
that every day's a holiday since the day you came my way.
Thank you. That was Virginia Verl and yours truly singing Every Day's a Holiday. And now, ladies and gentlemen... Oh. Hello.
Mr. Haley, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
I'd be very glad to, mister.
I'm a dentist, Mr. Haley, and there's a patient in my chair with a badly infected tooth.
Yes?
And it's necessary to extract it at once, but I've run out of gas.
Well, what can I do to help?
Please, tell one of your fairyland stories.
Very well, as long as I've got one fan pulling for me, I'll tell a fairyland story. Today I'll tell the story of Horatio, Prince and the Papa Haley. The story takes place in the year 1199. This was in the days when knights were bold and romantic, and woo meant woo, not woo-woo. Our story opens with Horatio Haley and his mean stepmother. Horatio is being berated, browbeaten, bullied.
Now, Horatio, I've got you where I want you.
Please, stepmother.
This is going to cost you your life.
Oh, no, not that, not that. Please don't take my life.
I want your life. You hear me? I want your life.
Oh, all right, here's my life. Now you give me your Saturday Evening Post.
Horatio, don't sit there reading magazines. You know we're poor. Go out in the street and beg for alms.
But, stepmother, I refuse to beg.
Quiet, you brat, or I'll come over there and wring your neck.
Oh, don't. Don't take another step, mother. Or you'll be a stepfather.
Look at you. You're looking anemic. You need vitamins A, B, C.
But stepmother, where will I get them?
Eat alphabet soup.
Oh, then I'll be a three-letter man.
You're a four-letter man now.
I am?
Yes, D-O-P-E.
Now listen, stepmother. Come in.
Horatio the Pauper?
Yes, sir.
I'm the laundry man. Here are your tea bags.
Tea bags? All I sent to the laundry was a pair of white socks.
Yes, but they've shrunk so much that now you can use them as tea bags. Oh, and by the way, here's your shirt, all washed, starched, and ironed.
Wait a minute. Look at this shirt. The buttons are missing.
No, they're not.
They're in the pocket.
Don't worry, Horatio. You don't have to wear that rag. Here, wear your pleated shirt.
What, that thing again? Gosh, stepmother, where did you get that pleated shirt anyway?
I made it over from an old accordion.
No. No wonder every time I took a deep breath, I played by mere bits of shame. Come in.
Pauper Haley?
Yes, sir.
Did you buy a ticket on the Irish sweepstakes?
Yes, I did.
Was your number 739824X?
Yes, yes, that's my number.
Well, you lost again.
Horatio, I'm going to sleep now, and when I get up, I want to find you back here with plenty of money. Goodbye.
Oh, woe is me. I am so miserable. If only someone would help me. Come in.
Boy, are you sad?
Yes. What about it?
Nothing. Boy, are you sad.
Well, it's getting late, and I must be on my way. If I only had help. Ah, there is a kind face passing by outside. Such a gentle-looking old man. He will not refuse me. I'll knock on the window. Oh, mister?
Yes, what is it, son?
I have no money. All day long, I sit with my nose pressed against this window. Oh, kind sir, won't you pull me through?
Gladly.
Oh, he certainly did pull me through. I must try again. Oh, excuse me, kind sir. Can you spare $5 for a cup of coffee?
$5 for a cup of coffee? Where are you going to have it?
At the Trocadero. Alas, no one will help me. Ah, here comes another man. Please, kind sir, can you help me?
What can I do for you?
I just want to know if I can touch you for a nickel.
Listen, buddy, make it a dime and you can kick the dickens out of me.
I think I'll try this door.
What do you want?
Oh, pardon me, lady. Could you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
Oh, go away and don't bother me. Can't you see I'm reading a book?
What's the name of it?
Of Mice and Men.
Is it any good?
Well, I don't care for the mice, but the men, wahoo!
Oh, alas, I have failed again. But look, here's the king's palace, and there is a young boy playing on the lawn.
Hello, little boy.
Hello. Who are you?
Don't you know me? I'm the king. I reign here.
Well, you wouldn't reign long where I come from.
Where's that?
California.
I've never heard of the place. Tell me, who are you?
I am a papa.
You're very young to be a papa.
Well, my mother was a papa, too.
Indeed, that's one for Ripley. Mm. I have an excellent idea. It's remarkable how we resemble each other. Let us change our clothes, and I shall make believe that I am a pauper while you are the king.
All right, Your Majesty. Here. That's me, you.
And here's my coat.
And stuff. And there you
are.
There. Now I look like a prince.
And I look like a pauper. And now I'm off for a day of adventure. You shall be king for a day. Good luck. I'm leaving.
Gee, I'm all alone. I shall go into the palace. How strange it feels to be the king. Cometh in.
Your Majesty! Your Majesty! A million men are rising up!
What's the trouble, a revolution?
No, it's 7 o'clock and they're going to work.
Gee, he certainly frightened me. If there were ever a revolution, I wouldn't know what to do. Ah, here comes a brave-looking knight. How brave he looks and how nice he smells. Tell me, knight, why do you smell so nice?
I should. I'm Christmas night.
Good night.
Make way for the ambassador of Hazaratomatavia, Sir Chester Wesley Dudley.
Are you the ambassador?
I'm not the coconut grove. I'm the ambassador, and I'm also the village blacksmith.
The village blacksmith?
Yeah, ma'am. Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smith is seated.
Stand.
I'm on strike.
You're on strike, eh?
Uh-huh.
I'll have you know that I'm the king. And if you won't, if you don't make me a suit of armor, I'll have you shot.
The strike is over. Listen, Tingye, I can make you a suit. Not only will it wear like iron, it will look like iron.
What is it?
Iron.
Pig iron?
Pig iron I don't handle.
Tell me, what do you handle?
I handle steel plates, copper plates, plates, blue plates, blunder bushes, omnibushes, auto bushes, jarrow bushes, gun powder, paste powder, telkin powder, settle powder, mortar balls, fuel balls, screw balls, gallon balls, shoes, screws, screws and stews. That's all.
Do you make a lot of suits for these knights?
Oh, yes, but I have a lot of trouble with them. You know, most of them are over 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall? Why are you complaining?
Believe me, they made the knights too long. Anyway, Your Majesty, have I a lovely suit for you?
You have?
Oh, yeah. Here, you try it on.
All right.
Take it easy. Wait a minute. Just a second. I just want to take it in a little bit in the back.
What was that?
Just a belt in the back. Now walk up and down and see how the suit fits you. A very snappy model. Beautiful.
It's certainly a nice looking suit.
Mm-hmm.
But it has stripes. Can you make one with checks?
No, I'm one blacksmith who don't forge checks.
The jacket is nice and cool, but the pants make me feel warm.
Pants make you... Let me see. Ooh, how do you like that?
What's the matter?
I forgot to take out the blowtorch.
My goodness, is it a big flare?
No, just a flash in the pan. Well, you want to buy the suit?
It fits too tight.
Oh, that's not tight.
It is tight. It's tight. It's...
What? Shoot!
Thank you.
goes my suit. What was that?
My collar button.
Make way for the royal trumpeter!
Are you the royal trumpeter?
Your Majesty, your partner for the pooping is trumpet
player. Take him away!
Friends, do you sometimes wonder what to serve for Sunday night supper at your house, either for the family alone or when guests drop in unexpectedly just before mealtime and the icebox is sort of empty? Well, I'm pretty sure you do. So here's a suggestion. Through these winter months especially, you can't possibly serve a more tempting supper, one prepared more easily and quickly than pancakes or waffles. Serve them with plenty of butter and delicious log cabin syrup. Then you've got more than a supper, you've got a treat. Or if there's some of the chicken left from Sunday dinner, then a batch of waffles and log cabin syrup will go marvelously with it. But be sure it's log cabin syrup you use, because log cabin syrup has that real maple flavor most people prefer on pancakes and waffles. Yes, and on hot biscuits and French toast, too. Log cabin, you know, is a smooth blend of three fine sugars, Canadian and Vermont maple and pure southern cane. That's the reason for log cabin's rich flavor, its tempting golden brown color, and its perfect consistency. No wonder Log Cabin is America's favorite and largest-selling fine table syrup.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vero, Warren Hall, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger. We want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree.
Tune in for a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley.
Heard on this program where Mama, That Moon Is Here Again from the big broadcast of 1938. Every day is a holiday from the show of that name. Nice work if you can get it from Damsel in Distress. Thank you for a lovely evening from Palais Royal Review. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.